Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. The fire chief in North Queens wants answers about why his department isn't being called to more medical emergencies in his community. Chris Wolf leads the North Queens Fire Association in Caledonia. He says he's worried that residents aren't getting the help they need and that someone could die because of it.
We're supposed to get called for pretty well anything that the ambulance will come out to North Queens for. And that hasn't been the case here lately. My concern is that the community's not getting the help that they need when they need help the most. You take an ambulance, takes an hour basically get to North Queens, and even longer if you're in a storm or something like that. So potentially somebody could be laying there for an hour without medical help.
That's why Wolf has organized a public meeting on March 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Fire Hall in Caledonia. He's invited officials from Emergency Medical Care and Emergency Health Services, as well as Queen's MLA Kim Masland, who was also the Minister of Emergency Management, and Health Minister Michelle Thompson. Wolf expressed his frustration in a recent Facebook post.
I've previously had meetings with EMC and EHS, and we've talked about it, and I thought things were going to get straightened out, but obviously they didn't. And we did have one particular call there the night before I posted that, and the individual was laying outside in the snow, and they wasn't going to call mine. They wasn't going to page the fire department for it. We ended up going over on our own terms and dealing with it till EHS arrived. So that kind of was my pet peeve that sent me to put the post on Facebook that I did.
Emergency Health Services contracts out ambulance and paramedic service in Nova Scotia to Emergency Medical Care, which is owned by Medivie Blue Cross. EMC also operates the province's 911 call center. EMC officials could not be reached for comment. Wolf said 18 of the first responders at his department are certified under the Medical First Response Program, which trains people to care for someone who is injured. He said they responded to 111 medical calls last year, which accounts for between 65 and 75% of what they do. But he said they potentially could respond to more calls and more quickly than EHS if only they knew about them. He says it's a situation that rural fire departments are dealing with around the province.
When you become an MFR agency, you choose what level of response you want to be. And where we're so far from a hospital or anything like that, we choose to be non-urgent. And that means that we go give anybody the help that needs it for any type of scenario.
He says he doesn't expect the situation to be resolved quickly, but he hopes the meeting helps.
Well, I don't expect everybody to come with answers, right? It's not going to be fixed overnight. The purpose of the March 3rd meeting would be to get everybody there, address what the problems are, take everybody's concerns from the public, put that all together, and then go back to the drawing board and say, look, we know this is what's wrong. What options do we have to fix this? How can the volunteer fire service and MFRs help us out to fix this? And then maybe have another public meeting maybe 3 to 4 weeks later and come back to the drawing board and tell people what was found out and how things are going to be addressed.
Wolf said he hopes a lot of residents show up to the meeting.
The more people that show up, the better it will be, and hopefully we can get things addressed and make things better for all of Nova Scotia.
The public meeting is scheduled for March 3rd at 7 p.m. at the North Queens Fire Hall in Caledonia at 9793 Highway 8. That's your QCCR news update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.